بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من قرأ سورة ياسين في صدر النهار قضيت حوائجه، وكما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us certain a'mal through which we can get our needs fulfilled. Currently, there's a lot of concern around the political tension, the tension on the ground with regards to chasing away of many of our fellow Muslim brothers, the immigrants in this country, and forcing them to leave. So it's a concern for everyone. The ulama are speaking about it also. There is a need for us to turn to through a'mal. Different ulama expressing in different ways the weaknesses of us, of our weaknesses, and what we need to be doing. Yesterday, Hazrat Maulana Qatani, his talk was about Fajr Salah. He said that if a person reads this Fajr Salah, then he is under Allah Ta'ala's direct protection. And Allah Ta'ala will deal with that person that interferes with a man that is reading his Fajr Salah. But unfortunately, we find that the crowd at the time of Fajr is not the same, for example, at the time of Jummah. And he said, when a person will read his Fajr Salah and the number of Musallis will be equal to the number of Jummah Musallis, then the entire Ummah's protection will take place on the basis of the Fajr Salah being equal to the Jummah Salah. So that is one great amal. We have to see where our weaknesses are. In our masjid, Mawlana Ahmed Parak, Damul Barakatum, spoke about different qualities why the Banu Israel were honored in Egypt and what happened later on. Why Fir'aun started oppressing them and slaughtering their children like animals. So what was the change? It was a change in them. When they had good qualities, Allah Ta'ala brought good conditions. And when they changed, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed the conditions around them. When a person moves away from deen, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make certain conditions for him to see. وَلَنُذِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ. What is the objective of our life? So nevertheless, different ways and different advices have been given. We need to take cognizance and take heed of all these advices. And one great advice is the amal of Surah Yasin. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was making hijrat, then this started with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam allowing the Muslims to make hijrat from Makkah Mukarramah to Madinah Munawwara. And this was because of the torture that the Muslims were experiencing at the hands of the Quraysh. The Quraysh became very worried. They realized Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would establish a base with large numbers of followers in an area beyond their reach, and if he were also to join them in Medina, they would be unable to stop the spread of Islam. So all the chiefs of the Quraysh assembled in council to discuss how to prevent Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from leaving Makkah Mukarramah. These conspiracies and these plots and plans is ongoing. Sometimes we can see it very, very blatantly, and sometimes it is very hidden from our eyes. They debated various suggestions and ultimately decided that each clan should provide a young, courageous warrior so that all the warriors could jointly attack Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and kill him. Thus, the guilt of shedding the blood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would lie equally on all the clans, and no single clan would be accountable. This is something that is very well known, documented in the history and the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was forewarned of their wicked plan by divine revelation. And he asked Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu to lie in his bed and wrap himself in his mantle. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam assured him that no harm would befall him. The murderers stood outside Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's house with weapons in their hands ready to strike. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emerged and threw a handful of dust at their faces, reciting the first 9 verses of Surah Yasin, ending with the verse, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ سَدَّا وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ سَدَّا فَأَغْشَيْنَاهُمْ فَهُمْ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ. And we have set a bar before them and a bar behind them and have covered them so that they do not see. Allah Ta'ala blinded them and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam slipped through their hands. In other words, Allah Ta'ala has placed great protection in Surah Yasin. So we need to ask ourselves, check in our families also, our children, are they reading the Fajr Salah, the reading the Surah Yasin every day. Yesterday, coming, one person is telling me, Maulana, for the last 1 hour, my wife is reading وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ for the customs. Mustn't get caught in the customs. Allah must blame. So we mustn't just use it for dunya. This is for our deen, protection of our deen. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Inshallah, we'll be starting some amal also. Many, many masjids have started it. We must remember something also. That Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahib mentioned this. He alluded to this from all the information that is coming. There's a very sinister plot against Islam, ultimately. Today it might be Mr. X, but we next in the line. Today it might be someone. So everybody's not concerned. Why? It's one certain group. No, it doesn't concern me. But we don't understand. Take that out, then the next in line is the next agenda that comes in. We are in the line somewhere. So Allah Ta'ala protect us. So from now, we turn to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, ask for Allah Ta'ala's help. Allah give us tawfiq. Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala.